Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, and thank you, everyone, for coming on to the radio station. We thank you tonight. We have an awesome guest tonight, Evangelist Mitchell, and she will be talking to us regarding her book and also other events that are coming up. She will be discussing, you know, her book, Woman of God, What Is Your Issue? That topic alone, you could just preach that all day, all night, all week, because we know that we all have issues, praise God. So we're going to see, let's chime her in. God bless you, woman of faith.
Hey, praise him, how you doing? Evangelist Mitchell, how are you?
All right, we're talking with Evangelist Mitchell tonight, amen, and we're going to be on the segment for 30 minutes here, and we're going to be talking about her book and great things that God is doing for her on this year in 2016. So tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell someone, get on the line. Those of you that's looking Periscope, you want to tell someone that she's on the line, glory to God. Evangelist Mitchell, we just thank you for coming on the line. Woman of God, just share a little bit of your book.
Yes, well, my book is Woman of God, What Is Your Issue? It's a book that the Lord, a topic that the Lord gave me. I had preached on that sermon about probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and the Lord let me know, I gave you that topic, Woman of God, What Is Your Issue? Because you still have issues. And I said, my God. And I said, me, Lord? He said, yes, you. And I said, he said, and many, many more women. So I was just so encouraged. The Lord was letting me know that we as women, when a woman went through with the issue of blood for 12 years, I always say her blood dried up, but ours is still flowing. We still have issues. We still have not stopped bleeding. And there's so many women that's going through so many things, emotional problems and all sort of problems. And my thing is in my book, I want to know how can we get to the problem of this. How can we get to the root of what is going on with our women today? Women, black, white, yellow, green, it doesn't matter. Why do we have so many hang-ups? Why is it that we can't stay in a relationship? Why is it that we go from a relationship to relationship to relationship? What is it that we go through in church that we can't seem to get along in church, in society? We envy one another. What is the problem with our women where we cannot bond together and love one another? What is the issue? Why do we have so many issues? And a lot of men say they don't understand women. And I can understand why, because we have so many hang-ups and things like that. And even in the Bible days when Paul said that women should be silent in the church when they was murmuring and complaining, and now I can kind of see why, because there's so many women. They complain about so many things. They don't want to do this, and they don't want to do that for their husbands and this and that. And so we want to get to the bottom of it, to the root. We got to start from where did it start from? You know, why? So, you know, I want to open up the floor, and if you wanted somebody want to comment and ask questions, and we could just have a discussion about this. What is our issue?
The woman of God, what is your issue? But you know, Evangelist Mitchell, one thing about it, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
One thing about it is, as we talk on the air, I learned doing ministry, a lot of times women have a lot of issues because they have not healed. They have not healed from past hurt, whether it's with a man, whether it's with actually with their, you know, their childhood, they have not healed from that. And sometimes it's hard for them to even discuss it. You know, some of them have been molested, and they have not healed from it. And I have learned with my walk with Christ is that's what a lot of them issues are. They have not healed, and they have not allowed God to heal them. So this book is so evident that we need this book, because women, they need somebody to tell them, hey, you know what, I can help you in this situation. Sometimes we think we go through things for our own self, but we don't go through things for ourselves. We go through things to help someone else get to the next level in God. So this book that you have, Woman of God, What Is Your Issues? Lord, we can talk all night because we all got issues. Now, whether some people come real with it, some people hide behind the mask, you know. So your book is so good. I mean, it needs to be everywhere on Amazon and every church and every convention, everywhere, because I guarantee you women may not come out and say, you know what, I have an issue, Evangelist. But, you know, they know they have an issue. They know they have anger issues. They have issues with profanity. They have issues. That's why they drink alcohol. They have all kind of issues that they use other things to cope with it, because they have not healed from, whether, like I said, their childhood. And a lot of it stems from childhood, how you was raised and who was around you and what happened. Some people have never told anybody that they have been molested. But we know that they've been molested by the way they act, you know, and the spirit will give it to you. Hey, this is something's going on with this sister. So I thank you a lot, woman of God. When will your book actually be coming out?
It'll be out probably around the end of June. I'm looking at around about the end of June, because I've been taking my time writing this book. I'm not in a hurry, because the reason why, because this is a healing book. This book is just not for me to be rich or for me to be popular. I wanted to write a book where women can actually be healed from this, from reading this.
Yes.
Because I've been through I have to put my own personal life in the book. I went through child molestation. I went through abuse. I went through mental abuse. I was even in a mental hospital. So there's some things that I have to talk about personally, because I know what I'm talking about, somebody else is probably either going through it or they've been through it. So sometimes we have to put ourselves out there to let you know that if God have, because he said we overcome by our testimony. If God delivered me, he can deliver you. You know, and Lord knows I was a hot mess. So I'm not afraid, because I believe that we go through things, like you said, so we can help somebody else come. Because a man can't tell us how to have a baby because he never had one. I can't tell you how I feel if you lost a child and I never lost one. I can't say what I understand, because I really don't, you know, because I haven't been there. So I believe that God put us in situations so we can be a testimony, so we can be a walking testimony, because somebody is going through what I came out of. So I'll be able to shed a light. Yes, and I'll be able to relate, you know what I mean? So that's where I believe a lot of times people be incarcerated, because God put them in there so he can cover them. And so when they come out, that they have a testimony, you know, to help somebody else that's in there. So that's where I believe my book is going. I believe the Lord, and I believe God is just talking to me in this book. Every time I write, I don't be rushing, because I want, at the end of this book, I want women to be healed, set free, and delivered. I'm not saying I'm going to save the whole world, but I know somebody's going to be touched, because I'm touched by it myself, because it's coming straight from heaven, direct from God.
Amen. And you know, Evangelist Mitchell, I have learned that when you start dealing with the healing ministry, when you're dealing with a ministry as healing people, God really honors that, because everybody don't deal with a ministry and healing. And you know, you get so many attacks because now you're tapping into a powerful realm. You're tapping into something people need, not something that's going to tickle their fancy, not something that's going to make them feel good just for a second, a minute, or an hour, but you got something that is going to deliver. That's a deliverance.
Right.
Healing. When healing takes place, deliverance takes place. And so, therefore, people are being healed. And not only, like you said a few minutes ago, and those that are listening to me via internet, iPad, or just called in, or even the ones on Periscope, we are talking about healing. People need to be healed, and they need God to do it. Sometimes we think we can heal them, evangelists, but we cannot heal them. God has to. It's just like pulling up a flower. God has to pluck that root up out of them for them to get healed. We can't do it. We can keep covering it up and keep masking it and saying, okay, they're healed, and they're jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues. And you will be amazed how many people are in church, and they're jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues, but they are not healed. They
are bound.
Absolutely.
And to be honest with you, to be honest with you, half the church, we all know most of the church is women. If you look around, it's all women. It's mostly women and children. Yes. You know, I'm not saying the men don't go, but what I'm saying, so the women are the backbone to me of the church. They're not the head, but they are the backbone. So my thing is, you know, a lot of women, I deal with a lot of women on a daily basis. They send me private messages on Facebook, different things, and a lot of women are really going through hell, literally hell. And I told God, I said, God, you need to write this book because I can't help them. So everything that God gave me to put in that book, God is doing it. God is actually going to deliver them through the words that's coming out of my mouth, you know, because he's investing the words inside of me. And for me to be able to write it down on paper, this was my first book. I didn't even know how to write a book. This was my first book. I had to call a few authors that I knew, and they just told me to start writing. So I just started writing. and the Lord have been giving me so much insight on this book and things to say. So, you know, I appreciate God. I really appreciate God. And this is not for me to get rich. This is just for me because my heart goes out to people. I have a heart for people. Yes, and I have a heart, and my ministry is totally for people. It's not for me, but I know that when I'm doing what God tells me to do, while God is allowing me to help them come out of some things, he's bringing me out of some things. So it's working all together, working for the good of the Lord. So everything works together. You know what I mean? So I appreciate you allowing me to come on this radio station. And if we want, we can open up the floor. If somebody have questions that's on the line and they have a few questions or they want to talk, I would like to open up the line. If some men is on here, y'all want to know, y'all say y'all don't understand women, well, today is your day to understand women today.
Today is their day to actually go ahead and get the questions out. And that's the thing.
Right.
Most of the time, you know, when people are on the air, you know, they'll say they want to ask a question. Then when you click on, there'll nobody say nothing. They don't want to say nothing on the air, but they'll inbox you later and be like, yeah, I liked that. I like what you said. Because people are so busy trying not to offend anybody. But you can't you cannot be offended tonight. This is open for the whole floor. Pure Periscope, if you have a question for Evangelist Mitchell, please type it in, and I can give it to her, and we can talk about your question, because we want to know what is your issue, what is going on in your life, what is it that you need to be delivered from, or what is it that you have a question about, the issue that you may have a question. It may be church, it may be a pastor, a preacher, a teacher, evangelist, it could be me. I mean, you may have an issue with me. Hey, we need to know what your issue is, because what we want to do is we want to get rid of all our issues before the year even gets in good, and we want to believe God, and we want to have a good time in God and build this kingdom. So if it's anybody that have any questions at this present time, we'll take on questions, and we'll also be able to get those questions answered by Evangelist Mitchell. So we're waiting on them to chime in and see if they want to. I have a couple callers coming in and see if they want to do it, Evangelist. But I love your book. I just love the title, because the title is so great, because we know that sometimes people just really don't want to even deal with the issues. I mean, like, you got churches that cover up issues. You got churches that don't even act like they don't even see it. If you have a man or a woman promiscuous, you know, you have churches that actually will say, oh, I don't see that. The man could be sleeping with men, he could sleep with women, and women sleeping with women, or you have somebody that's very abusive. And some of the churches, they actually cover their eyes, because this is my armor bearer and this is my friend. I'm not going to say anything about that. I'm not going to say about the hurt, or I'm not going to say that this person is very combative, or this person here, you know, they're short They're short-tempered. You know, you have a lot of churches. I travel and I see so much, and I see people like that, and they really, really don't say nothing and get mad if you try to say something. I mean, have you ever ran into something like that? They get mad if you look like you want to say something, and they be like, oh, I don't say that. Just don't let it go. I have been to conventions, holy convocations, y'all, holy convocations, and people, you can say something, and then I'm going to tell you, evangelist, they actually don't want you to say nothing. So they want you to go along with it. Have you ever been in a situation where you had to either break off or actually flow with it?
Right.
That's the question I'm putting out.
And also, I want to say that there's probably a lot of women on the line right now that's calling in. I'm sure you have young daughters like I do that have problems, anger problems. You want to know why your daughters as well have a lot of anger problems inside, and they're 15 and teenagers. We know they go through peer pressure and things like that. I dealt with that over the years with my daughter, even though my daughter is not angry, but there are times that I had to sit down and just talk to her and find out what it was. And it'd be something so simple. And all we got to do is just take out the time and say, hey, what's wrong? Why are you so angry? What's the matter? And a lot of times it could be something at school that they don't want to tell us, because most of the time they don't tell us because they feel like they don't want to be a rat or they don't want to be a punk or, you know, boys, they're the same way. But, you know, we need to talk to our young daughters because they go through a lot, whether you believe it or not. If we take out the time and actually sit down and actually ask them some questions and say, what did I do? Did I do anything wrong? And a lot of times it come back on us and we didn't even realize we did it. You know, there were times I even apologized to my daughter because I didn't know I talked like that. So, you know, this discussion is open for daughters and mothers and fathers or whoever have issues going on with your wives or your girlfriends or whoever. We want to hear your questions tonight.
Amen, and we do. I'm waiting on everybody to chime in. Nobody has chimed in yet. I just sent a couple messages out on here because sometimes people, I know they will hear us via internet, but they won't chime in and call because, they don't want to ruffle the feathers and stuff. And that's the thing. Sometimes we need to ask. I tell my kids, even my kids, if you have questions for Evangelist Mitchell, tonight, woman of God, what is your issue? Man of God, what is your issue? We want to know, what is your issue? How do you feel about some things that are going on in the church world, some of the things that have been going on through life with you? Tell us your issue, because one thing we're dealing with now, we're trying to kill that, and we're trying to heal. We don't want to keep covering a wound up that's already been damaged. We don't want to keep putting band-aid on it. We want people to be healed and set free and delivered, and that's what God wants. He wants us to be healed, delivered, and set free. He don't want us to be bound, because when you bound, you can't hear from God. When you bound, you can't speak as God would want you to speak, as an oracle of Him. So we want to hear your issues. Those of you that's looking at me, pure Periscope, type your issues in. Let us know what you think about the book, because the book is coming out in June. God be the glory. Let the Lord say different. The book is coming out. Woman of God, what is your issue? And I hope she write another one. Say, man of God, what is your issue? Because at the end of the day, people, you need to be delivered from those issues. Let me know what your issues is, or let me know what some things that you have seen in this lifetime with people, and you know, and so we can get these questions asked. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So type it in here on Periscope. Glory to God. And I just put out a couple calls because we want people to come on, and we really want to talk about, we want to do some dialogue on this thing, because one thing about it, people do have their issues, and we even see it on the praise team. You're a psalmist, Evangelist Mitchell. Mm-hmm. We see it on the praise team. We see it in the pulpit. We see it with the ushers, the greeters, hospitality, the elders board, the missionary board, and every other board they have. When it comes down to people, have you ever been in Walmart and people, and you wonder, what are they mad about? They just go off. They just pop off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They just pop off for no reason. You be like, no, what? Did I got something on my face. You know, what did I got something like, I want you to attack me today on my face? So what is really going on with the world today? No one's chimed in yet, and the people on Periscope are looking at me, but they won't type anything in. I think this topic is so hot, but the thing is people need to be delivered. They need to open up, and that's why we have to have what you're getting ready to do, a homeless shelter, and where people can come together and really hash out their issues without somebody always being judgmental. If you have a woman that had 10 abortions, she don't need you to tell her you going to hell because you had 10 abortions. She needs you to show her agape love and show you how she can be loved on. But sometimes we, quote, Christians, I'm talking to y'all, you Christians, you judge people. Yes, you do. You judge them, and then you send them back to the street, and you wonder why they don't want to stay in the church, because you sit and you judge them. That's why she came out with the book, Woman of God, What Is Your Issue? Tell us what you feel about it on Periscope. Chime in anytime. We're ready. We're here, and we're live. She's on the air. I've been telling everybody about Evangelist Mitchell. She is a song. She can sing. Honey, she has the anointing of God that rests on her life. She can sing. And I'm telling you, I know this book is going to be awesome. You don't want to miss this book because people are dealing with so much. They just, even now, even though I hear people say prosperity and this and that and the other, that's all fine. But let's get to the root of the problem. You understand what I'm saying, Evangelist? But finish telling us what you're doing because nobody chimed in. I have people on Periscope, but they're not typing. So finish telling us about what you got going on for the rest of the year or for the next 6 months.
Well, for the next 6 months, I have been trying to, I've been talking to quite a few people. I thank God that the Lord is opening up doors. I met somebody, my daughter-in-law works for Wells Fargo Bank, so she is actually getting ready to help me get my 501c3, and I have a person that's going to be a grant writer, and she's going to go ahead and do it for me for free. So, you know, the Lord is really opening up doors where I can walk, and I don't have to have a struggle trying to raise money to get this and get that. And God just giving me favor, you know what I mean? And like everybody said, favor is better than money. When you got the favor of God, and you're like, because that's when you know that it's going the way God wanted to go, not my favor. Way. Because if it was going my way, things wouldn't be opening up, you know. And some things that we think is a blessing is not even a blessing; it's a setup, you know. So I thank God that I don't have to lose any sleep over struggling, trying to raise money, trying to ask for money, and you know it takes money to do these things, you know. But I thank God that He's doing it, you know. And I'm hoping that within a year or so, that we'll be having this stuff open up because it's gonna take a little time. We gotta get there's so many buildings in Charlotte that's vacant, that's abandoned. And I would love to just open up those buildings and just, you know, be a blessing where these women can come in and get in a resource room. We want to set up a resource room where they can get online and do their work.
So how can people donate to you? If they want to donate, make a donation to your ministry and even help you with the ministry, how can they donate to you? Because I have callers that are on Periscope. And, you know, we're talking about tonight, Woman of God, What Is Your Issue? If you just join me on Periscope. So, therefore, this is Evangelist Mitchell. She's on the air with us, Blog Talk Radio. You don't want to miss this because this is awesome. Please share this this telecast with us tonight. How can they get in contact with you to make a donation?
Well, that's what we're doing. I'm getting ready to set up. I did go to GoFundMe. I just set it up on yesterday. I got to give with PayPal. I haven't finished it yet, and I will get it back to you where you can get it back to people on here, and I'll put it on Facebook. It's going to be on Facebook soon. So if you want to donate or whatever you want to do, and I have a team set up that's going to be, you know, taking donations and stuff like that. I already had a few people that donated, and they're sending me checks in the mail. So we're really trying to get these buildings open up because we don't want to get in debt, but we want to pay for it. You know what I mean? And this way we'll be debt free. And we'll be able to work with the government, where the government be able to assist us and help us get beds and food and appliances that we need for the building, because we have to get a kitchen set up, and we have to get we got to get a building. We have quite a few buildings we've been looking at, but we have to get a building and quite a few things that we need. We know we got to get a building inspector to come out and make sure the building is, you know, liable to live in, And, you know, so because most of those villains that we're looking at is gutted. A lot of them is gutted out already. And so that's a good thing because we don't have to do all that. But, you know, it has to pass the code, you know. So we're praying for a lot of things, and we're praying because the shelters are so full up right now. If you call a shelter now,
they are.
Get in.
People like what you're doing right now to help them. And what we want to do, Evangelist Mitchell, I had a couple people say it's hard to hear you. I got a caller just came on the line, praise God. And we thank God for the callers coming on. And we're talking tonight, Evangelist Mitchell, and she's talking about her book and what God is doing in her life and what he has going on. Give me some hearts out here on Periscope, because we know that everybody has issues, even me. Nobody, I don't care what your title is. Title doesn't mean nothing, because that doesn't cover up your issues. I had a caller just to text, Evangelist Mitchell, she just stated to me, she said she couldn't hardly hear you. So I put the speaker up so you can hear her, because she's talking about issues tonight, and she's talking about, you know, what should we do about issues and stuff, and about what she's trying to build, and how God is doing in her in the ministry, in the vision that he's given her, these abandoned buildings, and turn them in to houses and stuff, and help housing people, glory to God. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to house people to help them get healed. Is there anybody out here Periscope and on the air that wants to be healed? We're going to take a caller right now quickly, Evangelist Mitchell. Caller, okay. You're on the air. We want to know, ask Evangelist Mitchell any questions about what you feel about her book, Woman of God, What is Your Issue? I know she's going to come out with Man of God, What is Your Issue? Caller, you're on the air. Hallelujah. Some of the people, Evangelist Mitchell, I'm telling you, I put them on the air, they don't want to talk or they can't talk. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the next caller. Hallelujah. The people in Periscope say amen to you, Evangelist Mitchell, because they're hearing you say, you know, this is what we're doing in Charlotte, North Carolina. Look her up on Facebook, Evangelist Penny Mitchell. She also sings. Book her at your church. Book her. You don't want a singer. You want somebody that's anointed, that can destroy yokes. You don't want a singer. We all have singers. We all can call on every singer. We want somebody that can destroy yokes, because yokes need to be destroyed. That's what we need. Everybody got a singer. I don't even listen to singers. I listen to people that can destroy yokes through worship, because this woman of God, she can destroy yokes through worship. You want to look her up, Evangelist Penny Mitchell. She's on Facebook, via Facebook. Inbox her. Book her for your church. Book her for the ministry. She has an awesome book coming out, Woman of God, What is Your Issue? We have callers on the air. We have callers on Periscope. I'm getting all kind of hearts, Evangelist Mitchell. So I thank God for you, woman of God, being on. We're going to pray for you real quick as we get off at 6:30. But, Father God, we just thank you for Evangelist Mitchell. We thank you, God, for the callers that's on Periscope. We thank you for the callers that's on the air. Amen. That probably couldn't talk. They may be listening to us at their job. So we just thank you all for coming on, because we're talking about issues tonight. We're talking about brokenness. We're talking about being healed. We're talking about being delivered. We're talking about being saved. And we're talking about, most of all, being set free. This woman of God is powerful. Don't want to miss her again. Evangelist Penny Mitchell, we pray for you, woman of God, and we believe, God, for everything you're doing. If it's anything that RS Ministries can do to help you push the ministry, please don't hesitate as in calling us. We just had Homeless Ministry to join us on Periscope. Bless you, woman of God. We're getting ready to get off the air. Evangelist Mitchell, God bless you. Heaven smile on you. And thank you, woman of God.
Yes, thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed day.
God bless you now. We're off the air now, but I think everyone that was tuning